That's right. It's RDU 98.5. Welcome back to the Burnt Breakfast. I always say welcome back, but you didn't go anywhere. Only I did. Hey, thank you for staying, I guess. Anyway, right now, I'm very excited. I'm a little nervous, but overall, I'm deeply aroused. I'm so excited to be talking to a very special act from the upcoming Rhythm and Alps Music Festival. Right now, I have Saatchi on the line with me. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Liam, Kelvin.
Deeply aroused to be with you.
Thank you. Well, it's good to know the arousal's mutual here. It makes for a good interview. How are you guys?
We're good, man. We're in Los Angeles right now. We're just finishing up a bunch of new music up here, and then we're heading back to New Zealand in about a week or so to tackle the New Zealand Summer Festival circuit. So we're gassed.
Yeah, that's exciting. That's quite a quick turnaround, though.
Yeah, it's always like this time of year, all of our friends are like, the work starting to wind down, and our work's kind of, this is like the most intense part of the work year for us.
Yeah, I can imagine. But how is Los Angeles?
It's beautiful, man. It's an amazing place, and there's a really great community of other producers and songwriters and artists and stuff out here that we've been working with. So yeah, it's been nice to just be surrounded by so many like-minded people, and everyone's always down to work on stuff, and of course the weather helps as well. So things are good up here, really good.
Because how long have you been there? Because I know obviously you've gone a few times, but you must go for relatively long stints, right?
Yeah, I first came here when we were like 17. And we've kind of been coming every year since, just on like little riding trips. It depends on the trip. Like in 2019, we were here for months, and we've been here on this trip for like four to 6 months, but we've also been back home a couple times for shows. So we're kind of like splitting our time a bit more evenly now, but previously it was more in New Zealand, less in LA.
Shit, that's pretty well done. I mean, they're not exactly close together. So any balance is impressive. Tell me, this new music you've been recording. Obviously, you can't say too much. But is it classic Saatchi? Is Saatchi going a new direction? What's going on there?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely is a lot more dancey, I think.
Ooh.
As the live show has kind of progressed for us, we've kind of been like, man, we need to make music that is not more easy to play live, but kind of fits the live environment, because I feel like dance music is such a live thing. So we've definitely kind of ramped it up a little bit, and it's a lot more dancey, a lot faster, a lot harder, but still some classic Saatchi moments in there, and big vocal hooks, and music that makes you feel good, and music that makes you dance. It's the kind of vibe.
Fuck yeah. Oh, I love the sound of it. Now, tell me, Rhythm and Alps, you're playing at this year. What should audiences be expecting from you?
Well, like a party. I think we're bringing a bunch of the new music to the Cadrona Valley for Rhythm and Alps Festival. And
good.
Yeah, we've been playing not the same show, but a similar show for the last like couple summers. And this year we've kind of injected a bit of evolution into it, similar to how the music's evolved. Like we've kind of evolved the show a little bit more. And Rhythm and Alps will be the first time we play that new show. So yeah, I mean, people can expect big moments, like fast stuff to dance to, stuff to sing along to. A classic Saatchi, classic night with Saatchi.
Ah, God, that's so sexy. Now, you guys have obviously shared the stage together a lot of times. You've got a lot of experience in this area. What is your relationship to, like, live shows? Is it still something you get nervous about? Do you rehearse a lot?
We do a lot of rehearsals. I think we definitely do. There's an element of nerves because, you know, you just want everyone to enjoy themselves. I think that's the most important part that everyone had time and everyone, you know, is a, if they don't know who we are by the end of the show, they're, you know, a new fan. And if they know who we are, they feel fulfilled with, you know, what they saw and what they heard. So there's an element of that. There's also a lot of moving parts in the show, a lot of kind of technology, I should say, of, you know, lights and video and all of our stuff on stage, you know, that can explode at any moment. So there's a few things that can go wrong, but to be honest, I think we're more excited, you know, and once you get that first song under your belt and you get loosened up and you kind of just start soaking in the moment a lot more and enjoying where you're at and what you're doing and what you're playing, and you get, you know, the nerves quickly fade away.
Oh God, you guys are so, you know, I went back to back to two of your shows once. Mate, well, you were performing at the University of Canterbury, and I was just fiend for any parties, so I thought it would be easy just to go back to back. But you know, it was quite a toll. Like, physically, I was quite exhausted after two nights in a row. I mean, I'm also very unfit and lazy, which probably doesn't help. But do you guys, are you quite health-conscious people? Do you keep yourselves, you know, fit and ready for shows? Or are you just, you know, rock star party animals?
Yeah, I think both of us since we lads have been quite active chaps, and we do keep an eye on, my whole life I've been like doing sports and running around and doing races and this and that and the other, and I think like just a general level of fitness is so beneficial to like mental health and kind of being able to stay busy and kind of stay on top of things without kind of like collapsing on yourself. But I think, yeah, I mean, and I think if we were unfit, the show would be quite arduous because there's a lot of jumping around. There's a lot of, you know, we're up there. It's like a damn jungle gym up there for us, and we're kind of on the monkey bars, and then we're on the bloody merry-go-round. And so I think it's good to keep fit so that we can kind of get through it. But by the time we're off stage, there's generally a thin layer of sweat.
Now, on the whole fitness versus, you know, party lifestyle thing, surely you're Saatchi, like surely you've had some recognizable faces or people invite you to cool things. Can you just like validate my fantasy here and just say yes to that?
Yes.
Oh my God, absolutely. That's so cool. Fuck. That's great. No, but seriously, has that ever happened? Have you had like some kind of cool people be like, yo, want to come have a party?
For me, I'm a massive UFC fan. Surprising for some, but Israel Adesanya came to a festival we're playing, must have been last year, and his brother is similar age to us, and his brother and him were backstage, and Sammy, Israel's brother, came up to me and was like, yo, Saatchi, can I get a photo? Israel came up to us and was like, yo, Izzy, yo, Saatchi, can Sammy take a photo with you guys? And we're like, bro, of course, can you be in the photo too? He's like, yeah. So then we took this photo together, and then, I think my mum actually took it. It was my mum taking a photo of me, Israel Adesanya, and his brother, and then... from memory, and then Israel Adesanya airdropped me the photo, and I was just thinking, holy shit. I was like, I was shaking. This is so niche, but yeah, I'm a massive UFC fan, and like there's no one really that can make me starstruck apart from Israel Adesanya, and for some reason him airdropping me this photo of us was like the greatest moment. But that was a moment for me. Nick, I'm not sure if you've got another one, but that was a standout.
I can't top that. I can't top that.
Is he quite tall in person?
Huge. He's huge.
Like,
I was surprised, not how necessarily how tall he was, but how like built he was. And obviously, like, he was off cycle at that. Well, off, not off cycle, but off, you know, not in camp, training camp. But he was huge. Like, just big dude. Like, you wouldn't want to fuck with them. Oh, sorry.
No, you can say that. I wouldn't want to fuck. If we're carrying that on, I wouldn't want to fuck with them. No, I personally, no. I would fuck him though. I think he's a very attractive man, and I know nothing about UFC, but I know. He's attractive, and that's about it.
that's all that matters.
Exactly. Yeah. Wow. So, what day are you playing at Rhythm and Alps?
We're playing on the night of the 30th. I think we're sandwiched between Bicep and somebody else. But yeah, 30th.
Well, I'm definitely going to be there, and I'll be screaming, trying to get your attention. I'm so excited for your show and just generally excited by you guys. You're such an asset to New Zealand. So thank you so much for doing this interview this morning. I really appreciate it.
Keep an eye out at the festival.
Yes.
See if we can... We can make contact, but thank you so much for the chat and appreciate the love and support.
Hey,
yeah, this has been amazing, Liam. I love how unhinged you are.
yes, I am unhinged. Look for the unhinged guy. Last year's Rhythm and Alps, I was wearing a singlet that said "cum slut." So look for something similar. That might have been too far for the radio. It's 9 a.m. It's fine. Guys, thank you so much for joining me this morning. Have a wonderful day.
You too, man.
Take care. See ya.